Chapter 2.
Alex?
A voice like the sweetest silver bells drew me upward through the syrupy darkness clinging to me like tar.
Breathe, Alex.
My eyes snapped open, and I gasped in huge drafts of air like my lungs had been paralyzed all this time until the magic words released them.
Shay?
I croaked out, and I tried to get my blurry eyes to focus on her concerned green ones through the blinding light.
He lives!
I heard the captain cry out, and I groaned as the sharp sound chipped at my aching head like an ice pick.
Take it down a bit, Cap,
Horace said in a low voice, and I felt a shadow block the sun beaming down on my face.
Zoe?
I squinted my eyes open again.
Is she...
I'm right here, my love.
My cat wife interrupted before I could whip myself up into a frenzy in my half-blind state.
What happened?
I asked, as Horace and Shay helped me sit up against the mast, and I nearly wilted again at the sight of terror towering in the distance.
Last thing I remember is... Oh!
When I craned my neck back, I noticed how the main center mast was broken in half, and the mainsail and crow's nest were nowhere to be seen.
The red sun came,
Zoe explained, and cupped my face.
I remember I was tossed into the air, and then nothing.
Your harness broke, I said as I picked up the tattered end of the rope still attached around her waist.
By all rights, I should be in the arms of the sea,
she breathed while she studied my face.
We all should,
Jenner said as he wrung out a corner of his sopping blue jacket.
One minute we're in the thick of the gale, and the next we are waking up here completely unharmed.
I wouldn't quite say completely,
Siskorn said as he knelt down by his unconscious brother.
Siskorn has yet to rouse.
Can I?
Shay got up and went over to the reptile man so she could give a once-over to the Ashen Regent. We all looked on in curiosity as Shay assessed the T-Rex man with her steady hands. And when she placed a palm over the regent's forehead and closed her eyes, I locked gazes with Horace. However, nothing happened, and after a brief slump of her shoulders, Shay opened her eyes.
Once there's space, he should be moved below deck,
Shay sighed.
Is there water?
Good question, my darling lass,
Captain Nemus said, as he scanned the people on board with his calculating eyes, and walked slowly down the center where the harnesses were tied to the solid iron rings bolted to the deck. Aside from Zoe's, there were a few more snapped lifelines still tied to the rings.
It appears three of me own have been lost to the watery and eternal graves, so I'll need all of your capable hands to salvage what we can. The lady is correct to prioritize water, and after that any food or tools that are in good repair.
Captain, I said, and extended my hand to the raccoon man. My family and I owe you our lives. I'm so sorry about your crew.
A captain is only as strong as the faith he has in his own men in times of crisis,
Nemus said, and then clasped my wrist.
It is I who owe you and your family for your skill and ability to get us through. And thank you for your condolences, my friend.
I nodded as he excused himself to his quarters to regroup, and I mentally logged the fact that, including Zoe and Jenner, this now made three people who apparently didn't remember the recreation of Jonah that somehow spat us out in the calm shallows, anchored down under a serene sky.
Thank you for your aid on behalf of Siskorn,
Siskorn said, as he heaved his still unconscious brother over his broad shoulders.
I will find a place for him to recover.
I'm sorry I couldn't do more,
the Phoenix woman murmured with a frown.
You have done tenfold in kindness alone, milady.
The raptor man smiled kindly, and then made his way below deck. Shay smiled after them, but then hugged herself with a sigh.
I should be able to do more.
Sweetheart? I asked, and came over to rub the back of her tense
neck. I wanted to feel it again,
Alex. She whispered like she was admitting some terrible
confession. Though your near-death experience was the worst day of my life, I had also never felt the way I did when I healed you. I was hoping it would come back. These things take time,
Anwar said as she pulled her autumn hair up into a high ponytail.
Especially on things as ancient as the magics that run through your veins. My sister is correct,
Amaya said, and shook out her flaxen curls.
Do not be hard on yourself, or force the incarnate power to come. It will be there for you when you need it. This I know.
Do not fret.
Zoe then pulled Shay in for a brief nuzzle.
In time, you will be able to call upon it at will.
But...
she started, until I interrupted her by enveloping both my wives in a strong embrace. Shh, I murmured. Let me just hold you both. The three of us held each other on the deck just like that. And we only moved to let Rylan and, of course, Gelf worm their way into our group hug. There might have been one or two moments back there when I honestly thought it was over. But at the moment I was more concerned with the immediate chaos and the reality of how close I came to almost losing them.
Come,
Zoe said, when the moment had passed, and we all pulled out of the embrace.
Let us help out our captain. He is the sole reason why we are all together.
She was right. And even though we'd all made it through the storm, we were still in need of getting the ship into safe harbors, so whatever the captain needed to get us out of here was top priority.
I'm going to go check on the regent once more,
Shay said, and patted the small kit that was always slung around her waist. Don't push yourself, I murmured into her ear before I kissed her on the lips, and then addressed everyone else. I suggest everyone take charge of being responsible for one thing. Mr. Jenner will probably be making the rounds, so report to him with your findings so he can tally everything up. We'll all reconvene later. Ani, Ames, and I will see to the remaining water we have, Horace said.
Please bring some to the regent if you can,
Shay requested. I can hunt for tools and the like, I pitched in. Rye, can you make piles of any usable scrap wood lying around? Then we'll both see what needs fixing.
Yeah,
my son said. And with one last hug, he scurried off to do just that. Horace, I said before he could head below deck after the mech sisters, if you could also find out if we have a little brandy left, that'd be good of you.
Sure thing, Chief, the Falcon Man replied, and we both grinned and clasped forearms before he went down.
Mr. Alex, Jenner said, and snagged the tattered edge of my tunic. According to what I know about the Soaring Light, this vessel might come equipped with an ore galley.
What is that? I asked.
This ship has a low deck that is able to be propelled with oars just in case of catastrophic sail failure, the Koala Man explained.
I'm guessing the absence of our center mast might classify as catastrophic, I snorted. But don't worry, I'll find them. The Koala Man nodded and bustled off.
Husband, I should like to collect the remaining tethers and fortify them before we journey once more,
Zoe said. But before she could do just that, I snatched her by the hand and brought her in for a deep, life-affirming kiss I could feel down to my toes. I think that'd be good, yeah, I breathed, when we finally came up for air. But first, maybe you should come below deck with me real quick. Zoe's nostrils flared, and her sapphire blue eyes widened when she picked up the arousal flowing through my veins. She rumbled something that sounded like a whine and a purr as she kneaded my shoulders with her long fingers, and then she nearly bit into my mouth with her frantic desire.
Down, now,
she rasped out, and I grabbed her wrist and hauled us both down the stairs. Every time I closed my eyes, I kept seeing her body being flung into the air over and over again, and the desperate, grasping fear I felt came barreling back. I knew we all had a task to do to get us to land, but I needed to reaffirm the fact that she really was here. Where are you taking me? I asked, as she led us down a narrow corridor. Every now and then she would pop her head in one of the rooms, but she seemed to know exactly where she wanted to go.
Shh!
She hissed through a giggle, and I was reminded of the time we crept through Ithaca's halls like schoolchildren.
You're being louder than me. Oof!
The breath was knocked out of me when she suddenly spun around, pushed us both into a small dark room, and shut the door.
Shh!
She said again, and nipped at my lips with her sharp teeth. And after that, there was no more talking. Just one body feeling the beat of the others as we both found our sink. With one hand, I unfastened the laces at the back of her armored corset. And when it was loose enough, I exposed her left breast by pulling down her blouse so I could tease and lick at her pale pink nipple. My catwife moaned as she scrabbled for the front of my trousers, and I shuddered with pleasure when her hand wrapped around me and stroked twice.
In me. I need you.
I kissed her swollen lips once more before I turned her around and pulled her tight leather pants down to expose her gorgeous behind.
Goddess,
I breathed, and I pulled my aching cock out of my pants and pushed her even harder against the wall so I could watch her back arch so beautifully like that. Then her silken tail lifted and draped to the side when I kicked her legs open even wider.
Alex!
She choked out as I stroked a finger between her wet pussy lips.
No teasing, please.
I rubbed her lower back, and without further ado, I guided my hard cock into her all the way to the hilt.
Zoe!
I groaned and pulled out until just the head was enveloped in her tight, moist heat. Each internal flex of her muscles lit up my vision with fireworks, and we spent a glorious few moments just like that.
Oh, fuck.
She chuckled and then reached behind her so she could pull me flush against her.
Oh, harder.
She moaned, and I wrapped both arms around her while I started up a tight rolling pace that kept us plastered as closely together as possible. For one, it appeared as if we were actually in a storage cupboard, so there wasn't too much room to begin with. But on the other hand, the way I ground us together was so erotic, I wasn't even mad.
Yes, my love. Oh, faster.
Zoe groaned, and I brought my hands around to cup her full breasts.
Zoe,
I said, as I pulled her semi-upright, so I could slam roughly into her. The leverage gave me a slightly upward angle, and she suddenly had to bite down on her own hand as her climax hit her like a freight train. When she pressed a shaking hand to my pelvis, I knew I had to ease off the accelerator somewhat. But I still drove the pace with an intent that couldn't be ignored, and soon Zoe was undulating against me again.
Oh, yes, my love. Oh, pour your essence inside me. Ah!
She suddenly gasped as one of my hands traveled down between her thighs, where she still trembled and shook.
Not yet, baby, come on.
I breathed heavily in her velvety ear, and then I started up that slow, heaving grind again.
Alex!
She nearly yowled, and her pussy walls contracted like a gently rolling sine wave.
Oh, goddess!
Just because her second orgasm was slow-burning, that didn't mean she didn't completely yank me off the peak of my own climax with the sight of her staring at me over her shoulder with those gas-flame eyes.
Husband, come on me,
she stuttered out.
On my back.
Fuck!
I groaned and pulled out so the last few spurts of my orgasm would land in the divot at the base of her tail.
Oh, you're so beautiful, Zoe.
Oh, Alex.
She breathed and then leaned all the way forward so she could brace herself against the wall.
Oh, your scent. I want to smell like you.
Her tail then swished to the other side, and I couldn't help but rub my pearly emission into the small of her back.
Zoe,
I whispered, and straightened the both of us so she was facing me.
I'm so glad you're all right.
Did something happen to us?
She asked in that disarming way that only meant she was curious and not combative.
No one remembers, but let's just say I think Aventol or the ocean or something saved us,
I said as I fixed her blouse for her so she wouldn't get cold in this damp storeroom.
How do you mean?
Zoe persisted, and I knew it wasn't going to be that easy.
So, remember that, large fish I told you I saw? I asked.
The one you swam with before you came to Nita Isle?
She queried.
What of it?
When you were launched from the deck and your harness snapped, I created a time stop to try and save you, I explained, as Zoe ran her fingers through my tangled hair.
Thank you for doing that, by the way.
She purred, and I gathered all of her sweaty and tangled hair to lay over one shoulder.
No, wait, you don't understand, I said,
and then helped her with her corset after she turned around. I couldn't focus the time stop, and ended up freezing the entire storm, I think. It was too much, and I couldn't reach you. But before I failed, I saw the sacred fish again in the water, and I asked for it to help us. And then we were all waking up on the soaring light.
How? But... Oh, Mercedes B.
She breathed and turned back around so she could gaze up at me.
The allies you seem to make, Alex Brightwood. If you ever see your friend again, say thanks, come personally from me.
I will try to, I chuckled, and then I fixed myself up. But if anybody besides Shay or Amaya ask, I'm just as puzzled as all of you are.
I think that is wise.
She nodded and butted up under my chin for a moment before pulling back.
Now, come. Let us take these to Jenner.
Hmm? I questioned, and my catwife smiled slyly and rapped her knuckles against a cabinet with two oars stenciled on the door. You picked this room on purpose.
When on a mission of subterfuge, it is a good idea to stick to the truth as much as possible.
Zoe recited as she opened the cabinets wide.
Now, it will not be suspicious if the two of us are seen coming out of this dark room.
I couldn't help but reel her back in and nibble the side of her neck. What if I don't care it looks suspicious? I growled.
Normally I wouldn't either, but our too curious and observant son has stowed away with us, and I don't like the idea of having to explain anything to him should he be in the corridor.
She said pragmatically, while also offering me more of her beautiful neck to nibble on. Good point, I said, after I'd left behind a rosy mark with my lips and teeth. You think of everything. She chuckled in that sultry way of hers, and the two of us began to haul tied bundles of flat wood out of the cabinets.
Hey! Ryland said just as we were coming out of the cramped room. I'll finish with the scrap wood, so Mr. Jenner sent me down here to see if I could help you. Oh, hi, Mum.
I exchanged a knowing glance with my wife as she smirked.
I, too, am helping,
she said smoothly.
But there are several more ore assemblies in there. Your assistance is most welcome.
On it,
he said, and ran straight in. My clever kitten, I murmured and kissed her on the cheek. When the whole gang was finally back together, minus Regent Siskorn, the captain explained how to fit the separate pieces of wood together almost like telescoping bamboo.
You see the lever in the center of the biggest end? Nemus asked from his position on the quarterdeck when we had all eight of the long but surprisingly lightweight rods assembled. Stand on it and pull to release the mechanism.
I looked down at the end of the 10-foot pole that was shaped more like a cricket bat, and I saw there was a leather strap bolted to the middle of it. I used 1 foot to step on the oar while I yanked on the strap. A sleek, clicking noise sounded, and a gold leaf that resembled a maple seed grew from the end until it looked like there was a decent but lightweight paddle on the end. That's awesome, I remarked, and the captain winked.
I was enticed by Soaring's lenient craftsmanship, and I admit, the real reason I accepted the position as captain on retainer was due to this alone, Nemus said, as he stoked the helm like a lover would. Being employed by your beauteous wife was just extra luck.
I'm glad to see you have your priorities straight, or we might have to have words, I joked and waggled my eyebrows at my phoenix wife. She giggled and then hopped off her oar.
Indeed I do, my lord, he said with that off-Irish cadence. And the top of me list just now is getting to that island. Everyone, oars in! Now, listen to the beat of my voice while I regale you with the haunting melody of a Lenian sailing chant. Ahem!
The captain then began to strum a tune seemingly with his mouth alone in a steady but upbeat tune. There were no words, just one repeating syllable that made it easy to hum along to, and very easy to keep time with like a metronome. All of us kept the beat like we were instant naturals, and as we drifted into Terror's Harbor, I zoned out to the peaceful and hypnotic sound. I wondered briefly if the trance-like quality did something because based on the sun, we'd done several hours of rowing, yet my arms weren't even tired.
Where is everyone?
Ryland whispered when the captain's singing came to an end, and we all pulled in our oars. The docks were quiet and empty, and an eerie wind whistled through the creaking, weathered structures. I don't know, I said, and glanced at Siskorn, who was standing at the bow with his arms folded over his chest. But I'm going to ask the ambassador. I crept closer as Captain Nemus continued to steer us deeper into the inlet, and the profound silence radiated all around us with a heavy uneasiness.
Alex, Siskorn said when I came up beside him to look out over the ghost town. This is the silence of desertion, not scarcity or temporary absence.
I agree, I said. This place looks like it hasn't seen any action in a long time, I thought you said your buddies would be waiting for us.
That was before the sun went red, Siskern sighed, and one of the large talons on his newly bootless feet tapped the deck as he thought. I worry about the frequency of the red sky events. I would not be surprised if they have pulled the reserves back from the guard station to the outposts only. The outposts in the mountains require fewer men. Therefore, more can help defend the upper echelon when the demons come. We will just have to hike to one.
Do you think your brother is up for climbing mountains? I questioned as my mind began going over the practicals that would need to be dealt with sooner or later. No offense, but your hometown looks like it takes extreme sports to a new level. I eyed the jagged, snow-capped peaks surrounding the claw-shaped island, and I thought even Sean White might pass on the snowboarding.
Siskorn will hang on long enough to get to the outpost, the raptor man said, with what sounded like a mile of false confidence. There will most definitely be a guard posted there.
And if there's not, I dared to ask. But Siskorn didn't need to answer. The silence was answer enough, and spoke of very not good things.